Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh man, I feel fantastic right now. I feel so encouraged. So I'm going to pray over all of you right now. Because the Lord is moving. He is moving. He is moving. There's been some unfortunate news going on in my hometown. There's like 10 people or 11 people involved in a plane crash. And word is that 10 people lost their lives. They were on their way to work in the Dyvek mines. And my heart does hurt. But the presence of the Lord is so strong upon me right now. I've been doing some spiritual warfare over that town. And I'm going to continue to do it throughout this week. Because there's some wicked demons working in that town. And I bound them, I caged them, I sent Holy Spirit fire on their heads, and I'm going to continue daily until the Lord tells me to stop. But my heart goes out to all those affected by this tragedy. Just know that I'm with you in this. My heart hurts. It's shocking. It's shocking, and I don't know who passed, but I know I probably at least know at least one of them. It just hurts. It hurts so bad. It's community has gone through so much. I mean, with the forest fires and just everything, it's just been tragedy after tragedy. So there's an obvious need for spiritual warfare over that town. But I want to focus my attention on just a overall prayer. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for putting on our spiritual armor. Thank you for the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel of peace, which is the readiness of the gospel. And we thank you, Father, for your Son Jesus who died on the cross. He overcame death and hell for us. He became sin so that we don't have to live in sin. We don't have to live in the repercussions of sin. And through that mighty power that, you know, he was resurrected on the cross, his blood was shed. He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve any of it, but he did it to save his children. And if you are a child of God, you're most likely listening to this, because I don't think anybody else would listen to this except for children of God. So I thank you for listening to this, and just know no matter your situation, God is going to use you. If he can use me, an absolute nobody, he can use you. Okay? Man, I'm just fired up today. I am fired up. Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Holy Spirit fire around everybody listening to this in Jesus' name. Anybody listening to it now and in the future. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind and cage any wicked demon that comes against them in Jesus' name. I bind them, I cage them, I come out of agreement with them. And your powers are no more. Not right now. You got nothing now. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for prosperity in their lives in all areas. We pray, Lord, that they will help the sick, that they will pray for the lost, that they will go out and encourage people, that they will spread the gospel message. And I pray for no fear in these people's lives. No fear at all. Absolute none. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's my favorite message. That's my favorite. It's so true. And another one is, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Give us boldness, Lord. Give us boldness like a lion, like the lion of the tribe of Judah, like you had. You know, I think people, they give a picture of Jesus Christ like this weak, pathetic person. Are you kidding me? If you had any idea, just a quarter of the things that he accomplished on earth, you'd be bowing. You'd be on the ground crying, begging him for forgiveness. And that's unfortunate, because people, their eyes have been blinded in these days. They're so conformed to the world and, oh, the pleasures of the world and the money and the wealth and the, Don't conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Just focus on Jesus, man. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Lord, that you make our paths clear, that you make our purpose clear, that you light up in our minds what you want us to do. We pray for your will over these people's lives, Lord. We pray, Lord, for you to open doors that were previously closed. We pray, Lord, that this is the season, this is the year of the open door, and it's also the year of the dragon. Interesting. I say it's the year of the open door because some of the believers in Jesus have been saying this is the year of the open door. That's the message for the year. But it's also the year of the dragon. And I looked up dragon in the Bible, in the concordance. It shows up 18 times in the Bible. And if you do 6 plus 6 plus 6, you get 18. Interesting, right? Yes, yes, yes. That's how it works. But that's how God uses the Bible. That's how he hides things in his word. So if we study the words of his Bible instead of, you know, turning on our video games and all these other things, if we instead open up our Bibles and start, you know, reading and understanding them, man, well, blessings fall into your life and your life will be transformed forever. And, you know, we're all at different levels, you know. You know, somebody that, you know, it'd be better at preaching the word than me, you know. I'm more led by the Spirit because of the fact that, you know, God can use anybody. He gives us the Spirit so that we can preach to anybody. And through that Spirit, he'll give us the words to say, even those who don't know much, you know. And as I continue to grow in the Lord, as I continue to learn more, you know, his power is evident in my life. You know, when I get attacked heavy. But when I have peace, I have a lot of peace. And I have a lot of victory. And I'm experiencing victory right now. I have perfect peace on me. I feel the presence of the Lord on me, the anointing. And I pray for that same anointing that I've been given. I pray for it to fall on you guys. I pray for a fivefold blessing in all your ministries, in all your life. Because we're living in the end times. We're going through this stuff. So let's be pillars. Let's be leaders for Jesus Christ. Let's be those people when all these, like when all the things are happening in the world, like when we start to experience the tribulation and the things of the tribulation, there's things that you need to take in mind. And it's the devil's short little season, you know. He's been planning this from the creation of the world. He's been planning this time period. You know, and it's going to get ugly, but God's glory, God's power is going to be even more powerful. It's even more powerful now. We need to really understand who our God is. He's the Most High God. He's above all creation. I mean, the devil and all his angels, he's above all them. He could just wipe them out with one little breath of his lungs. You know, so let's take that into effect in our lives and let's walk into those places that, you know, need to hear the gospel. You know, I challenge you. People are going to laugh at you. Just know that you're doing God's work and you're going to be rewarded for that. That's fantastic. That's fantastic because the people of this world, they don't see what's going on, but we know we still need to have love for them. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for love. I pray for your perfect love to come out of these people. Your perfect love that has the ability to heal all pains, all struggles, all malice, all violence, all brutality, all pain, all disease. And I just pray, Father, for a radical transformation. I'm a firm believer that we can always have more of God. So I pray for more of you, Lord, on their life. I pray for a hunger that they won't be able to quench. They'll be like, they won't be able to read enough Bible. They won't be able to worship you. But yeah, getting into the presence of God, that's a super key, man. I've been really focusing my time in there. And I just, you know, I just go in and I'm just thanking the Father for everything in my life. And I'm real about it, man. Father wants you to be real. Like, if you're mad, be mad and be like, listen, I'm mad about this. Why did this happen? And I've been doing that lately. And I've been feeling the presence of the Lord more and more powerfully. So that's, I think, is a key. Is like, don't hold back, because He knows everything. He knows those secret thoughts you have. He knows all those secrets you have. So let's be honest and true about those things. But above all, let's be led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He's our counselor. My cat's going crazy right now. must be all that preaching. But yeah, I just want to encourage everybody listening to this that, you know, we're going through the tribulation. We're all in different places in our life. We're all in different parts of the country. You know, some of us might be in different, even, you know, U.S. states or all over. I don't know. But, you know, God's going to use you if you become available to Him. So let's get into His presence. And when we get into His presence, you know, He'll direct our prayers. You'll just all of a sudden be thinking of people and you're like, oh, I need to pray for them. That's how it works for me. I mean, I start thinking of this person that I ran into years ago. I'm even thinking of one guy right now. I was in a hotel room and I was going through some stuff. And this guy, I don't know what he was doing over there, but man, there was like serious demonic manifestations going on. Howling, banging on the door and on the walls. And this is like 3 a.m. It was pretty scary. But, you know, God showed up that night. And He made me realize that you need to rely on me completely. Where I'm putting you, you need to rely on me completely. You know, just like the Apostle Paul and Peter and all them, like, we need to be completely sold out for Jesus if we expect to have any significant impact on this world. And I believe if you're listening to this, you want an impact. You want people to know that that guy was sold out for Jesus. If they say that about you, you're doing a good job. That guy is sold out for Jesus. That guy's a nutcase for Jesus. Good. Good. I want them to say that about me. As I used to be so afraid of even saying the word Jesus. Now I say it all the time. Now I love telling people about Jesus. But He's moving us all into different areas right now, I believe. And the time is we really need to get in this fight. We really need to stand our ground. And if you haven't gotten to that place yet, if you have, good. Congratulate you on that, because it's scary. But when you take a stand against the devil, it's scary the first time because you don't know what to expect. And he will send something in your life to trip you up. But just know that we have, you know, get the sword of the Spirit in your spirit. Get it memorized so that you can use it against those things. And take all thoughts captivity. I'm working on that right now, like in my life. That's one of the major things as Christians that we really struggle with, is the thoughts in our mind. And that's where the devil, that's where he wins and loses his battles. So if you're having like all these pornographic images, it's simple. It's simple. You can just go, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You're using the power of Jesus to rebuke that thought. And it'll leave. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You just keep saying it over and over again. You can even say it just in your mind. But like, that's what he does. He throws these images, these things to try and scare us, to try and manipulate us, to try to move us in a certain direction. But when you're completely under the power of Jesus Christ, the only thing that you're going to do is you're going to be fulfilling Jesus Christ and his will. And you're going to perform miracles. You're going to perform signs and wonders. Your faith is going to build up. Like, we're living in the end times, people. even greater things that they did, that the apostles did, we're going to do. We're the remnant. And when they mean remnant, boy, oh boy, they really mean remnant. Like, when it says remnant, it really means very few people, because that's what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing churches that are completely out of line. Completely out of line. I mean, they're like glorifying themselves. They're basically worshiping themselves and saying that we are gods and all this nonsense. And it's like, no, 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 I ain't going to be part of that. So be vigilant, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. And, you know, put on your full armor and fight back against the enemy. You know, if you're having a difficult problem with somebody, you can bind the strong man in them. I wouldn't say cast them out, because unless the Holy Spirit says so, because if you cast out a demon in somebody that's not ready to be delivered, then it says in the scriptures, 1 7 times more powerful will come into that person, and he'll bring even more with him. And I experienced that in my life. I went through that. I went through deliverance. I did self-deliverance years ago, and I believe I got delivered by a lot of stuff. But, you know, I continued to sin. I continued to walk in that sin. And what happened is I got even more that came in me that were even more powerful and even more oppressive. And they almost took me out. But Jesus was there the whole way. So he can give you victory in all areas. But if you're having problems with a person, maybe at work or whatever, you can just bind that demon for as long as you need. I bind that demon in that. I bind the strong man in that person for 8 hours. For the next 8 hours, you are bound by the blood of Jesus. I pray the Holy Spirit fire over your head and just watch the change. All of a sudden, that guy, that woman, they don't have any power. They have no influence over you. You know, they can probably still attack you with their demon, with their other little ones, but their main feature is bound up, right? But we need to be prayed up. We need to be in the presence of the Lord. We need to be actively pursuing holiness and like getting the sin out of our lives. You know, guidance, the Ten Commandments. But remember, saved by grace through faith. It's not by our works, but we still need to have good works. We still need to have fruit of our trees. And there's another thing I've been learning about is fruit. So the world is experiencing the bad fruit. They're sowing what they have been reaping. And we're seeing that all this wickedness that we have been sowing through all these different countries, it's being manifest into fruit now. And we have all these problems, all these social, economic problems, financial problems, family problems. The problem is not the fruit. The problem is the root. We need to get to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is spiritual warfare. It's spiritual warfare. And there's a small thing you can do. It's not a small thing. It's actually quite big. You can even do this in your vehicle. You can drive around. You can just start driving around your property even, or walking around your property, and take it back for the Lord Jesus and say, I claim this land back for the Lord Jesus. And it's called prayer walking. And if you look up a guy named Henry Groover, mighty, mighty man of God. Wow. He don't look like much, but this boy, he's sold out for Jesus. He went home with the Lord. But if you go on to Omega Man Radio, it's on Podbean. He's also got, a website. But he's got 10,000 episodes. I've said this on this podcast many times, but I say it because, oh man, he's got so much good stuff. But also there is Terry Jefferson. He is by far one of the most powerful. I mean, this guy knows how to do spiritual warfare. And he's got a website. I cannot remember it. It's like Word of Revelation. Word of Revelations. I'll find it. But this guy, he knows how to walk with the Lord. You listen to him, you'll see what I mean. Like we need to walk in that. We need to get there. We need to get to that level and even beyond that. So let's get sold out for Jesus. Let's get crazy about Jesus. Let's do some fasting. Fasting's a powerful thing you can do. One of the things that really helped me is I did a 3-day fast. I've never been able to do a fast before, but I was really desperate at that time and I needed it. I know I needed it. And after that fast, I experienced, wow, God really moved in my life in a lot of areas. So, I mean, I think making fasting a way of life, and it can be small things too, and it can make a huge, profound impact. You don't have to, you know, fast the entire day. You know, if you're working and you're busy and you need energy, I get that. So like we can fast our breakfast and we can be like, you know, this whole week, I'm going to fast my breakfast and I'm only going to eat supper and lunch and I'm not going to snack after supper. That's a huge sacrifice for a lot of people. So we can do that. You know, we can sacrifice activities and spend time in the Word instead. You know, we do these things. We show the Lord, we love him, we care for him, and then his love becomes our love. And then we can share it with the world. But yeah, I just feel so fired up for the Lord. He's moving in a mighty way. Keep praying in tongues. Keep seeking his face. And just be encouraged. Like, you're not alone in this fight. I'm here with you. I'm walking the same path that you are. It's the straight and narrow path. You know, I'm trying to get other believers around me and form a community of brothers and sisters, warriors for Christ, so that we can attack bigger areas. We can attack full on cities and bring them back to God. This is kind of something the Lord's been kind of moving me towards. And I believe 100% he's already bringing people into my life that have never been there before. So I believe this is happening. This is completely the Father God's will. And it's been happening over a period of time. And, you know, whatever God's put on your heart too, it'll come to pass. It will come to pass. The more you give God, the more he's going to pour out on you, boy. Oh man, it's going to be good. So good. So just an encouragement, just keep up the good fight. Keep fighting. Don't lay your sword down. Pick up your sword. Strike it at the enemy. Let them know who's coming. Jesus Christ is coming back. And I can't wait for that day when he comes in the clouds and he just slays that dragon. Then he defeats that dragon. He sends him into the pits of hell. He sends him into the lake of fire with a false prophet. I really believe that the false prophet's about to come on the scene. And I'm seeking the Lord also about a dream I had. It's a dream I had about, I would say, probably 15 years ago. I was in my 20s. Not good at math, obviously. But I was in my early 20s and I had this dream. And I literally woke up sweating. And it was like 3 in the morning. I woke up and was like, what was that? So there's another person you can check out. Dalton Travis Gray. This guy was on Rand. He was on Travis. Now all my names crossed. So his name is Dalton Travis Gray. He's a prophet. And I believe he's a true prophet because some of his words have come to pass. But if you go on YouTube, it's just Dalton Travis Gray and it's called Stones of Zion. That's the name of his ministry. But he's releasing dreams that he's had. They're shocking. Okay. They're shocking. You should really check those out. And there's also Randy Kay is good. He's got a lot of, he's focusing on near-death experiences and people that have been to heaven and come back. There's one actually in particular, there's one about a woman who was involved in witchcraft and she got a mighty deliverance. Holy man, that one is so powerful. Wow. I was shocked when I was in that one. I was like, wow, that one's really good. And, but yeah, anything on Omega Man Radio is good. Like he's got tons of material. If you're driving a truck or you're going on a road trip, man, put on your earbuds and put that on. And you know, you got family with you. I can understand you don't want them all listening to that heavy stuff, but you know, I just want to encourage you just to stand and fight. I'm here with you. I'm here with you in this. You can put on one of these broadcasts and you pray with it if you're getting attacked and you will see the enemy flee. Okay. Just know I'm here with you in this battle. Do not be afraid. Stand up and fight because you're going to have to fight eventually anyways. So you might as well do it now while things aren't that bad because things are going to get really ugly. But those of us that are being wise, the wise virgins, we're preparing. And we're also preparing not just spiritually, but physically. So start stocking up on extra food. And the biggest concerns for the visual will be food, water, and power. So if you have those bases covered, that's fantastic. Maybe prepare yourself to bring in people with you, other Christians and other believers that are hungry for him. Because I think this is going to be a huge need too. I really believe that the Christians are, the true remnant Christians are going to gather together in certain, wherever your area is, like if you're in Saskatchewan or you know, you're going to gather with those around you, right? And build these communities, and they'll be protected because we'll all be in one accord. We'll all be praying for protection and these things. It doesn't mean bad things won't happen to us. It just means that we'll be able to get through them. And there's another one. It's called by Ken Peters, and he was on the Prophecy Club years and years ago. He had a vision of the tribulation. It's one of the most in-depth visions of the tribulation I ever heard. If you've not heard of that, you need to go watch that. I don't believe everything in that message. Like, I don't believe the pre-trib rapture, because I believe it puts people to sleep. But I do believe there will be a rapture. Obviously, there it says there is a rapture, but I believe it'll be at the end. It'll be, or close to the end. Maybe in the middle, perhaps. But, I mean, it says the last trumpet, so it's kind of pretty self-explanatory, but yet people still kind of trip and fall over that one. But that's fine. I'm not here to argue. I'm just here to help equip you and to get ready for the battles that are coming. Okay? So be encouraged. The Lord's with you. You are protected. You are a child of God. Just know you're not in this battle alone. The Lord Jesus is right there with you. And if you do his will, he'll give you more power to overcome things. And he will be right there with you through it all. Okay? So be encouraged.